Would you call that bacon too, if you slice and eat it with your eggs? Would you call that bacon also?
What? Your fatback or your bacon?
I mean, the, side of the hog.
Oh, yeah. If you slice that up, cure it and slice it up, it's bacon. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just fresh pork. The curing of it is what makes it the bacon aspect of it, I presume. You could have green bacon, I guess. You could fry it. I've eaten it. It's very delightful. If you like fresh pork.
Okay. What is the outside of the bacon called?
The rind?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of little legs on a chain?
Sausage.
And who usually, years ago, who usually owned the meat market?
The butcher?
Yeah, okay. Okay, if the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you do with the meat when it's had?
From its own up, with a head and all, you formerly made souse out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And made liver pudding and souse meat out of the head and the feet and so forth and so on. The liver.
You made liver liver pudding?
Yes.
Liver pudding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of somebody call it a head cheese?
Souse or head cheese, yes. Souse and head cheese are the same thing. It just depends on the location you're in.
Mm-hmm. Down here, what do they usually call it?
Souse.
Okay.
S-O-U-S-E.
Did you ever know anybody that made something out of the hog blood?
I have never known them. I've known people that did that. Some Europeans, but I've never seen it done. Mm-hmm. Make blood pudding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've known people that did it, but I didn't.
You ever tried?
No.
Couldn't get past the thought, man.
No.
Okay, did you ever take the juice of souse meat and stir it with cornmeal?
No.
You cook it?
No.
Okay. Suppose you had kept some butter too long and it didn't taste good before.
Rancid.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Whey.
Okay. What do you make from whey?
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain kind of cheese?
I don't know much about cheese.
Okay. What do you do with milk? First thing after you milk the cow?
Chill it.
Mm-hmm. Do you filter any stuff out?
It's strained, mm-hmm. But that's all in the process now. All one process. Straining and goes right in. In fact, it goes right from the cow. It's never stopped. Goes right from the automatic milker right on down to the chilling room.
Really?
Right through the pipes, yes, sir.
Okay. What is that?
It's never touched by human hand.
Mm-hmm. Just like the corn and wheat,
certainly. Mm-hmm.
What is it that's sometimes baked in a deep dish made with apples and crust on top of it?
Pie?
Well, it's something like that, but it's in a deeper dish.
Cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Apple cobbler, peach cobbler, pear cobbler.
Okay, if somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What would you call it? Milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you pour over pie?